It's time for a check of local news on Q106. Here's News Director Barry Wright.
Forecasters at the National Weather Service in Paducah say a significant winter storm is becoming more likely Friday night through Sunday. It's too early for exact snowfall totals, but confidence is high in this being a snow event with significant impacts. A winter weather advisory is in effect for Alexander, Hardin, Johnson, Massac, Pope, Pulaski, and Union counties until 10 this morning. A winter storm watch has also been issued for those counties from late Friday night through Sunday morning. Periods of moderate to heavy snow will be possible. Total snow accumulations may exceed 5 inches in the winter storm watch area, with the greater totals most likely near the Arkansas and Tennessee border in southeast Missouri and western Kentucky. Franklin County Animal Control reminds you that if you see an animal in distress outside during the extreme cold, let officials know about it so measures can be taken to prevent a tragedy. This comes after a well-cared-for dog, once clearly part of a family, was found outside in the cold, which led to its death. Every animal deserves care and warmth, according to Animal Control. Remember, no animal should be left outside for more than 15 minutes in these temperatures. An early Monday traffic stop in Franklin County led to a Ziegler man's arrest for unlawful possession of methamphetamine. According to Franklin County Sheriff Cal Bacon, a deputy stopped 43-year-old Ryan M. Davis near the intersection of Illinois 148 and 149 in Ziegler just after midnight. The deputy called the sheriff's K-9 unit to the scene. The K-9 made a positive alert after going around the vehicle. A lawful search was conducted that rendered an amount of substance that field tested positive for the presence of meth. Davis was arrested and taken to the Franklin County Jail. Besides the meth charge, Davis was also charged with traffic offenses. A Southern Illinois district judge has sentenced a Kentucky man to 15 years in federal prison for possessing more than 150 grams of meth and a firearm as a felon. The U.S. Attorney's Office says 45-year-old James W. Terry of Salem, Kentucky, pleaded guilty to one count of possession with intent to distribute meth and one count of felon in possession of a firearm. Court documents show law enforcement conducted a traffic stop on Tyree's vehicle on March 11, 2024, in Massac County. He was found in possession of 150.4 grams of actual meth and a .38 caliber handgun. Tyree had multiple prior felony convictions and therefore was unable to legally possess a firearm. Thanks to several leads from the public, Ziegler police say they have some persons of interest in a Christmassy morning burglary at CR Roadhouse. Police say they have some clear still shots of the security footage that they're hoping will bring in more tips regarding a white male and his white female accomplice. You can see the security footage on the Ziegler Police Department Facebook page. The man was wearing a hoodie with a small U.S. flag centered on the chest and a larger U.S. flag behind a buck. His shoes also had a distinctive color. A Chevy Tahoe was used as the getaway vehicle. It has a LED light bar across the roof and the wheels. Police say their leads so far pointing to a local person from Franklin County or counties surrounding it. Anyone with information should contact Ziegler Police at 618-724-2424. For more news, go to Q1063.com. I'm Barry Wright. Have a good day.